Down in Texas, more rain is expected today and tomorrow. Worsening flood conditions that have already claimed lives, displaced families, and pushed houses from their foundations in the central and southern reaches of that state. One of the flooded towns is Seguin, about 30 miles east of San Antonio. Seguin was caught in the area's last major flood 4 years ago, and this time officials are stepping up education efforts to help evacuations go more smoothly. Janet Heimlich visited Seguin yesterday and has this report.
As the waters of the Guadalupe River rose, some residents made their way to a shelter at the offices of the Seguin Independent School District. Cynthia Jones was among the group of about a dozen displaced people.
Well, we didn't know if we were going to be underwater or, you know, if the water was going to get in the house. But we weren't going to take a chance.
Jones remembered the last flood that occurred here in 1998. She stayed home then and her house wasn't damaged. This time she and her family came to the shelter after the electric company turned off the power in their home and others along the river. Jones's family joked that it took some doing to get her to come to the shelter. Officials here say there's a lot people don't understand about floods. For example, they should evacuate as soon as it's recommended. Judy Gardner is the manager of communications and education for the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority. Gardner says her agency learned a great deal from the 1998 flood.
We realized that there were a lot of people in our community who did not understand the operation of the river or canyon reservoir or floodplains, and they were also not aware of what could happen during a flood event.
So the River Authority put together an education plan. It's distributed 40,000 brochures on flood safety. The brochures have checklists for putting together disaster supply kits and planning evacuation routes. Also, the River Authority has trained staff at local radio station KWED to give round-the-clock flood reports.
All right, here are the latest numbers from the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority on their latest flow measurements. Lake Dunlap right now is at 51,313. Lake McQueenie is now standing at 39,255.
Other efforts have also helped with evacuations. The county has installed sirens along the river to tell people when to leave. They began sounding Thursday night. Also, this time residents had plenty of warning. Late Thursday, 30 miles upstream, the Canyon Lake Dam overflowed, sending a huge wall of water gushing toward Seguin. It's a big contrast from the last flood. Lieutenant Tom Mealy with the Guadalupe County Sheriff's Department says in 1998, the town was caught by surprise.
Because that was a sudden downpour between the dam and here. This is coming from the dam, so it's a completely different flood.
By 2 p.m. yesterday, the river reached 28 feet, 9 feet above flood stage. Near downtown, Danielle Duncan and Larry Ivy stand on a bridge to watch the torrent of chocolate milk-colored water rush under them. They just evacuated their apartment and are worried about their valuables still there. Duncan is pregnant and left behind her sonogram pictures. But the two say during the last flood, they had only about 10 minutes to grab their belongings.
This time we had a lot more warning, so it's kind of better. We got most of our valuables out.
Yesterday, yeah.
I don't know if we got them far enough away.
Some of them we stuck way high up in the closet. We're hoping it don't get up that high, but most of our good ones, though, we took somewhere else.
Water levels in Seguin are still above flood stage. Officials say the river is likely to stay high for a few more days. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Seguin, Texas.